Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Great.
And nobody.
And evidently, the U.S. is very concerned about Bitcoin. Although the.
Quick, somebody panic.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency world has. I don't know how to tell the U.S. government this, but Bitcoin is old news. And it's.
It's Bitcoin Cash.
Well, even Bitcoin Cash is old news. I mean, you got Monero and Zcash and Hush and all of these other privacy coins.
Endless
now.
List.
Yeah, and Bitcoin's technology is old and outdated and already obsolete. It's still useful as a commodity, as an asset, in the same way that stocks are useful. But as far as being a cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is dead.
I call that a temporary situation. And the thing is, the concept that Bitcoin can simultaneously not be useful, but yet it can be valuable.
How's
it dead? Why is it valuable if it is not useful? I've got a degree in economics. I read a lot of economics. I do not understand how something can be valuable without being useful.
People wanting it. I mean, you have the Dutch tulip thing. They were extremely valuable for a period of time. Well, not
yeah,
at all
but
useful.
You can't even take a Bitcoin and put it in a pot and look at it.
No, it's completely useless.
Because you can't touch it?
But utility is not what determines value. It's desires and wants on the market. So,
but
I mean,
but what I'm saying is that desire is going to be a temporary thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm saying Bitcoin is dead as a currency. It's useful as an asset.
Yeah.
But as far as being a currency goes, it's completely useless.
750, some 700 and some billion worth of transactions moved on the blockchain last year by the numbers I saw.
Yeah.
That's more than most companies.
The other day it was 65 cents. A transaction, which is way better than the 3% you're going to pay on a credit card a lot of times. But
well, see, that's what's interesting
about
cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin Cash is a fraction of a penny.
Is that the user doesn't pay the credit card transaction fees or the debit card transaction fee. The businesses do.
The merchant does.
With cryptocurrencies, the user pays that fee. Mm-hmm. And that's all the more reason that merchants should, you know, be adopting cryptocurrency.
32 cents.
Yeah, I discount for cryptocurrency. If we negotiate a cash price and you come and you say, can I pay in anything but Bitcoin, like, you know, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, anything you listed, Dash, then I'll give you a discount for that.
I give crypto discounts. Yeah, 10% on my services. That's
okay.
Pay me Bitcoin and I'll give you a 10% discount.
Yeah. Interesting. I will do. Actually, I don't. I used to do a discount, but now it's like, no, it's the same price, whatever you're paying in.
I haven't had anybody pay me.
Well, it depends on what you want to hold at the moment. It's very subjective because it's like sometimes you want to increase your Bitcoin or
crypto. I don't hold anything. I just constantly flip it.
That's the game. Everybody wants the Bitcoin. All these other things are some way for people to try to get more BTC. At least that's been my game.
You mean like cash and silver? Or?
No, like whatever other crypto, that was the end goal was to get more Bitcoin.
I'm the opposite. If somebody sends me Bitcoin, I immediately liquidate it into something else.
That's good, because if you have that camp and I have my camp, we'll always have liquidity.
Yeah, well, you know, give me a call when you need to go one way, and I'll give you a call when I need to go the other.
So, I mean, plus, here in New Hampshire, or in Keene, at the very least, we're starting to see more and more of these gold backs, which are...
Oh, I love those.
They're pretty.
They are gorgeous.
Yes.
And they have the actual gold woven into them.
Mm-hmm. And it's hilarious that they're worth $3, because it makes them $3 bills.
Well, I think about them as being worth one gold back. Not worth
$3. Well, I mean, yeah, that's true.
Because the reality is
if you're buying them for cash.
The whole goal of all of this is to move away from the U.S. financial system. Mm-hmm. If we're going to do that, we have to stop thinking in terms of USD.
Yeah, because
basically, one gold back isn't worth $3. Yeah. It's worth one gold back.
Basically, a dollar, you can think of that as a war coin. Every time you got a dollar in your pocket or you got a dollar in the bank, you're supporting the war machine. By holding that. If we all threw our dollars in the trash, or don't even have to do that. If we all said, we will no longer accept dollars, that's all it takes to take down the government. Because everything they do is a pyramid scheme based on the Federal Reserve.
So Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, blockchain, decentralization, China's digital yuan, Facebook's Libra... The U.S. is understandably worried about the dominance of the almighty dollar. Well, it's no longer
dominant.
I hate to inform them of this, but...
dollar. How can we still call it almighty when the Federal Reserve was created in 1913 when a dollar was worth $1, 1913? Today, a dollar is worth 4 cents.
Well, they didn't say it was valuable. They just said it was dominant. Oh, and it very much is dominant.
It's dominant in the world because we have enough military to kill anybody who doesn't treat it like it's dominant. But that's what the dollar is backed by. The dollar is backed by, if you try to start a gold-based currency like Muammar Gaddafi did, we're going to come in and see that you die horribly.
I don't know who this we are. I'm not going to take part in that. Are you going to take part in this?
Nope. Hey, we are using alternative.
Oh, I don't have to do
here.
That. No. Oh, I'm not going either. Though.
Yeah, you don't have to support
guys.
That.
Okay, cool.
So last year, U.S. President Donald Trump slammed Bitcoin as based on thin air. Totally not exactly like the USD.
Because you can touch it. That's why.
While his Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin branded Bitcoin.
Mnuchin.
Branded Bitcoin a national security threat.
Because it exposes the bankruptcy of the dollar.
Well, from the point of view of threatening U.S. global hegemony, Bitcoin is absolutely a national security threat, and more power to it because of that.
Yeah, because it doesn't threaten the security of the nation. It threatens security of the parasitic government that has attached itself to the nation like a leech.
It doesn't threaten the security of Americans.
The nation is the people.
The nation isn't a thing. The people aren't a thing. It doesn't threaten any individuals within the geographic area.
The thing that's
area
a threat to the
United
people
States.
Is the government.
Yes, which is threatened by Bitcoin.
Exactly. So the thing that can save the nation is Bitcoin.
Now the U.S. has admitted that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency could undermine the dollar status as the world's reserve currency, and it wants to find out exactly how bad for the country, its economy, and security that could be. And I don't know how to tell them this, but undermining the dollar status as the world's reserve currency, that's kind of the point.
Yeah, anything that can be destroyed by the truth needs to be destroyed.
Many cryptocurrency enthusiasts predict that either a global cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin, or a national digital currency could undermine the U.S. dollar. I don't know of any cryptocurrency enthusiasts who are saying that a national digital currency could undermine the USD. That's just swapping out one evil for another.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to take a digital currency put out by the Federal Reserve, the root of all evil? That's where I'm going to take my crypto from? No, I don't think so.
The same people that are using dollars are going to use that same digital currency you just talked about.
We'll call it monster money.
So if either of these scenarios or others come to pass, the U.S. would lose both its status in the world and its global authorities. That's the plan. I mean, I don't know what to tell them.
Does that mean we don't have to pay to blow up the whole world anymore?
The two roles looking for a postdoc PhD graduate and... What? It doesn't even specify what... Okay, so apparently they've created two jobs and are trying to hire people to fill those two jobs. They didn't specify that at all very clearly.
Sounds like busy work.
Yeah, it sounded like there was a missing paragraph there.
Yeah, they just came out of nowhere with that. Anyway, more about this and the U.S. government's freak out about Bitcoin and how terrified they, you know, they might not be able to bomb
and
brown
still
kids
behind
anymore.
The times.
855-450-3733.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
and nobody.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Definitely one of the easier and better ways to acquire Bitcoin Cash for those who are looking to get into cryptocurrency. It's definitely where I would recommend starting, but be wary. There are scammers everywhere, and that's equally true of local.bitcoin.com. But if you're smart and you use the escrow system carefully, you can get away from all of that.
Can you explain that
work
easy?
See, I would be giving my name every time I did that because you're the one person they know is not a scammer because they know where to find you.
I'm pretty easy to find. Just look for the American person with like 400 confirmed trades. I mean, there's only one of them, and it's me. So,
good job.
Thanks.
Good customer service. Thank
you
coming back.
By the way, because, you know, I was using PayPal, and you know, the banks are terrified.
Yep.
So PayPal shut me down. Cash App just stole $300 from me.
Only 300?
That's not too bad.
Yeah, only 300?
I
lost.
It was the only transaction I ever did with them. Guy sent me $300. It appeared. I released the coin. And all of a sudden, I got a message from my Cash App that said that for my protection, transaction has been canceled.
Maybe that was them doing that.
You're protecting me from $300 that's mine.
It was yours.
It wasn't. This was a case of you releasing early.
No.
It was. I hate to tell you that, but it was. Take it from someone who has done hundreds of transactions with Cash App. You just were unfamiliar with the software. You said it was your first transaction. You released before the payment completed.
No, I didn't.
Well, you clearly did, because that's how it works. I mean, I've had lots of those happen. If I had released before it came back and said this payment was canceled for your protection, I would have just been off that money. So that's how that came about.
It was cleared. It was there.
It was listed there as a pending transaction. And Cash App doesn't make that clear. It's just one of those things you have to learn by mistake. But still, only $300 with Cash App is not bad. I've lost that much in single transactions with
them. Well, I never used Cash App again. I was like, screw this. People are going to pull $300 out of my wallet. They're never going to get another dollar from me.
Oh, see, they got me for worse. They got me for like $372 back in December.
And their tech support people said that they canceled it.
Yeah, they did.
After. Why did they cancel it?
For your protection.
What does that mean? How do you protect a man from $300 of his own money?
It was never your money.
They're protecting
you
me from revenue. Protect me from expenses, you bastards.
Well, it wasn't your money yet. And that's one of the...
It was?
It appeared to be. And that's one of the issues with Cash App, for sure. But look, Cash App sucks. All someone has to do is go file a dispute with their bank, and Cash App will immediately take the side of the person making the dispute every single time.
I've had that
experience.
There's
no appeal process. There's none of that. They will just take the money directly out of your bank account.
Huh.
eBay, Amazon, PayPal, all those.
I should find a Cash App employee and buy something from them for $300 and then just jack them. And I want my $300 back.
But, I mean, it's a fair criticism.
Good luck.
I tend to be very reluctant about taking Cash App payments. Besides, most of my traffic these days is at localbitcoins.com. Mm-hmm. And you can buy Bitcoin directly through Cash App. Except I tried to do this recently, and the KYC involved with Cash App is ridiculous. KYC is Know Your Customer. They want you to submit your employment history, your current employer, your salary, the sources of your income, what you're using the Bitcoin for, and all of this other crap. So
I must have got in early. I just took a picture of my government ID, and that was it.
See, I used to wonder, why in the world would someone buy Bitcoin from me at 13% markup using Cash App when they can just use Cash App to buy it directly? Well, now I know.
Right.
I could jump through all of their hurdles, but I don't want to.
It feels like I've been violated after I've done all those things.
Yeah. Yeah. And if anybody files a dispute, Cash App will just whoop, take it right out of my bank account. And
yeah,
send
like
it
the South Park
guy.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
So Cash App certainly sucks. I will say that I no longer support Cash App at all at local.bitcoin.com, and that the only payment methods I accept there are Zelle and Google Pay.
Okay, see, that's what I was getting at, is I'm trying to find out what you were taking. So, Groovy.
Zelle, well, Google Pay closed my account recently. They closed the account of the Reformed Satanic Church, and it was because this Chinese dude...
You really started the Reformed Satanic Church?
Yes.
Groovy.
Yeah,
nice.
Back in January. So, this Chinese dude attempted to buy some Bitcoin Cash from me, and he used ACH to transfer the money to me via Google Pay. Now, for those who are unfamiliar, I have no idea what ACH stands for, but it is basically...
It's Automated Clearing House, I believe.
Yes. It's basically writing a check to someone and mailing it to them. So 5 to 7 days was how long it was going to take for all of this to complete.
Even though it's electronic.
Yeah, and it was listed right there in Google Pay that it was not going to complete before February the 20th, which it still would not have completed today, you know? And I may be wrong on my dates there. It may have been February the 14th. I don't remember now, but I'm pretty sure it was the 20th. And he got very, very upset when I didn't release the Bitcoin Cash to him. Because it's like, I've already sent you your money. You're a freaking scammer. Release my Bitcoin to me. I was like, yeah, you mailed me a check. But at this point, all I have is you sending me a picture of you basically mailing me a check. I have not received the check. I have no idea if when the check finally goes to the banking system, if you're going to have the money to cover it. There's zero chance I'm going to release this. So he involves an arbitrator. And of course... They know me fairly well, so over the course of 4 or 5 days, this guy just starts yelling at me in freaking Chinese. I have no idea what he's saying. There's this enormous language barrier.
I can never figure out if that's better or worse. If they're yelling at, is it better to be yelled at in a foreign language where you don't know what they're saying, but you know they're pissed? Or is it better to be yelled at in English so you at least know what they're talking about? I don't know.
In English, I could have communicated to this guy what was happening. I even tried to find a translator.
Customers.
I was like, look, I need someone who actually speaks Chinese to communicate with this guy for me so that I can explain to him what is going on. But no.
You ought to call the Chinese government, tell him he's a Muslim so they can go ship his organs to Saudi Arabia.
Why in the world would I do that?
I don't know, because that would be a horrible thing to do.
So he went to his bank several days later. He went to his bank. He filed a dispute. He was like, hey, this person was supposed to sell me Bitcoin Cash, and they scammed me. And here's the Google Pay address. His bank sent that information to Google Pay. Google Pay immediately, within 4 hours of the payment being canceled, closed my account. And it was very frustrating. And
isn't that special?
And within about 10 minutes of them closing my accounts, I had created a new one and was back in business.
Good job.
855-450-FREE.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and
everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. I'm with you tonight. It's Aria.
Great.
And nobody.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Speaking of Cash App, that actually sounds a lot like Cash App. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org.
Sounds like they might have a banking license.
I don't know. Mark has done a lot of interviews with the people at Divi in the Edgington Post, lot of which make it into after shows here. So they've been thoroughly vetted, and they are legit. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good crypto on-ramps and off-ramps were very helpful.
Yeah, that's true. Especially since Coinbase is so, Coinbase.
Never had a Coinbase account.
I have one, and, experiences with them are strange. Now, obviously, they turn over everything to the federal government. Mm-hmm. You know, they have free information highways going on with the IRS in particular.
They send so much government information to the federal government. Sometimes the feds call them up and they're just like, stop, stop, we can't take it anymore. You're telling us these people's shoe size.
And to make matters even worse, I forget where I was going with that, so it's not important. So anyway, we've been talking about Bitcoin and the U.S. government and how they are just totally threatened by Bitcoin doing what people want Bitcoin to do.
What people would like the dollar to do, except the dollar is incapable of being useful.
So back in 2018, the Department of Energy's Oak Ridge Institute for Science and Technology conducted research that found that the creation of new Bitcoin, along with smaller cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, Litecoin, and Monero, used more energy than mineral mining to produce the same market value. I don't care. To me, that seems like Forbes just taking an anti-Bitcoin stance.
Yeah, I like it when the whole power argument is brought up because, you know, just forget about all the mining that happens in these countries where the civilizations are just destroyed by the same corporations.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, to me, if it's operating at a profit, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like...
Does it matter how much energy they're using?
If you're paying your power bill, then clearly you're getting enough revenue to cover your expenses all as well.
There are many advantages for U.S. national security to have the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency.
Yeah, you can rob the rest of the world blind.
You know the Thomas Jefferson quote about controlling the money and standing armies?
Actually, I believe... That is it the one first by inflation, then by deflation?
Something along the lines of standing armies, and we don't care.
Well, I saw it attributed to George Washington, but when I went to source it, everything claimed it was apocryphal. So I don't know. Maybe he really said it, and they just started listing it as apocryphal because they don't want people to know he said it. But I don't quote that one anymore.
But it's definitely a good line, whether whoever said it. So to me, it makes sense. I don't know exactly how it goes, but it's about letting the government control the money, and we don't care about... we won't need standing armies if we control the money.
Oh, well, I think I've heard Rothbard... Okay, this is a different quote than I was thinking of. I was thinking of...
So it is a misquote. The words inflation and deflation are not documented until after Jefferson's lifetime.
See, that's the thing.
But saying, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies, is a slight misquotation because he wrote, and I sincerely believe with you, that banking establishments are more dangerous than standing armies. So he phrased it slightly differently.
Yeah.
And the point
is that one's real. The other one that he supposedly said is very accurate to what's going on, which is if we ever let a central bank control our money supply or something like that, first by inflation, then by deflation, they will rob us until our children wake up homeless on the lands their fathers conquered. And there's a lot of people waking up homeless today, and most of it is due to, or a lot of it is due to, inflation and deflation in the housing market, which is what caused the housing crash. And yes, it was caused by the Federal Reserve. So it's so accurate, everything's accurate, except that apparently George Washington didn't say it.
Thomas Jefferson.
See, I heard it attributed to Washington.
I just pulled it up.
Well, you found it.
Other people may have attributed it to him, but the article I was looking at said Thomas Jefferson. Not that it matters, because no one said it anyway. So
we're saying it.
Yeah, we are saying it.
Yes.
So this is coming from the Job Post, which has a deadline of February 28th, pointed to combat financial crimes, the prevention of terrorism, and the development of weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, now let's just slow down here and consider the source and consider the context. We have financial crimes being investigated. Well, the biggest financial criminal in the world is the Federal Reserve. Terrorism, the biggest terrorist in the world, most prolific dropper of bombs on weddings and innocent children, the United States government, and what was it? Misuse of nukes? Something about
the development of weapons of mass destruction.
Uh-huh, by the only country that has actually murdered people with atomic bombs.
Yeah, and also worth pointing out is that...
I was going to sell my guns back to the government, but they didn't pass a background check.
Yeah, also worth pointing out is that it's very difficult to do most of this, if any of this, with cryptocurrency. Now, terrorists have to buy weapons, and the people they're buying weapons from, they don't take Bitcoin.
Maybe not.
They take USD.
Yeah.
You can't get a nuclear warhead built for Bitcoin.
There's a whole lot more dollars being traded for these weapons of mass destruction than there is Bitcoin. Yeah. It's got to be.
That's the thing. I know of one arrest that I think we reported on the show. Don't quote me on it, but I think it was like a lady in America trying to send $10,000 to the Middle East. But as far as I know, that's like the only crypto arrest that's related to terrorism in
any way. Well, even then, sending money to the Middle East isn't funding terrorism.
Well, they say she was.
It's generally funding victims of terrorism.
And that's the thing. I mean,
I give a 10% discount to every Iranian who wants to buy Bitcoin from me.
Yeah. If you invade somebody's country and they kill you, they're not the terrorist. You are.
Absolutely.
The article or the job posting goes on to say that the U.S. maintains international dominance in no small part due to its financial power and authorities.
Well, the U.S. maintains dominance in no small part because its military spending exceeds that of every other country in the world combined.
Yeah, but it couldn't do that if it wasn't the world's reserve currency. But the self-awareness in this job posting is shocking to me. It's almost like the U.S. government is admitting that it's a global empire built on dominance and force and aggression and terrorism, and it wants to maintain that at any cost. So it's going to create these two jobs meant to maintain that because Bitcoin, the currency of peace, is threatening to it.
They're terrified of peace.
It's shocking to me that they would even allude to international dominance. Isn't that something the United States government has always officially been like, no, we're not trying to dominate the world? Yeah. And here they're just flagrantly admitting it.
America. Check out Eisenhower on the military industrial.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at tcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And nobody.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June the 29th until July the 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeehaw!
It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means that no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th until July the 5th. And where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? Yeah. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be the best one yet.
We'll be there. There was one thing I didn't get in that commercial, which is, if you're planning on doing something, let somebody know it. You don't have to tell us anything. You can do what you do. If you want us to participate, let us know in advance what you want to, you know, what's going on. But, you know, you don't have to tell us what we're doing. There is
no power structure.
No,
it's assumed, however, that if people are going to a festival and they're planning an event at said festival, then they want other people to attend.
Well, that's the thing. If you want other people to attend.
But if you don't, just stay at home.
Why go
to a festival and plan an event if you don't want other people to attend?
Well, maybe they're having a private event. They don't want to tell us about it. They don't have to tell us anything they don't want to tell us because
there's
no boss.
That's technically true, but I think it's a little pedantic.
Bring your kids.
Well, I'm a computer programmer. Pedantic is like, you know, my middle name, or it would be if I had a middle name.
So, meanwhile, the United States calls for the U.S. to begin development of a so-called digital dollar, and these cries have been growing louder and louder over recent months as Facebook announced Libra and China announced the digital yuan. Now, what I don't understand...
Wow, there's two things I completely don't want.
What I don't understand is we already have digital dollars. When you take your credit card or your debit card to a store, you're paying them digital dollars. It's going to be digitally taken out of your account and digitally credited to their account.
But we know there's no difference.
Yeah, see, I really don't understand what they're talking about developing either. Because it's like
it already exists.
Yeah, there's a banking system. I mean, it's antiquated. It's garbage. And I've worked in it. It's like when you clear a check, your bank sends the check off to another bank, and if they don't hear anything back in 3 days, they just assume it's okay. And there's no positive acknowledgement. It's crazy talk. Who designs a system like that?
About 91.7% of the world's money already exists in one digital form or another. And you already have Cash App and Google Pay, PayPal, Venmo, these other services.
Nah, everybody shut me down.
Yeah, Bitcoin.
They are just digital USD.
Wonder if they're counting Bitcoin in that digital money, in that percentage.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
I'll bet they're not.
But at any rate, the USD certainly already exists in digital form, so I don't understand what the U.S. government would have to do in order to create a digital USD. Am I missing something here?
Wave a wand.
I don't know. Maybe they're talking about putting it on the blockchain.
Putting the USD on the blockchain. What's the benefit, though?
Which they've done that, too. It's USDT.
Right.
So I don't know what they're up to.
But the U.S. government doesn't control USDT.
Oh, well, okay. That's what they want, is something they can control.
But wouldn't
it
have to be two separate currencies? Wouldn't it have to be a USDT controlled by the federal government, which would be distinct and separate from the actual USD as used by credit cards and the little sheets of paper they give us, the Federal Reserve
Notes? It sounds so much easier just to stop using their money.
Yeah.
It does, but what are they trying to do here?
Condition people even more.
If they do come up with, like, put it on the blockchain, they need to call it Warcoin.
Maybe fool people into thinking they're buying something like Bitcoin, so they won't choose the Bitcoin.
Well, you can go on, I don't remember the name of the wallet, but you can make a Bitcoin Cash token called Warcoin if you would like. And you can tie it to the USD if you have the programming skills.
I do have the programming skills, but I have no desire for a US dollar backed anything. Why would I want that? That's going back to, you remember how I mentioned the whole lost 96% of its value, you know?
It's very curious to me.
It's not going to go back up, not ever. Prices go up every year, and that's not normal. If you read,
it's normal
Adam
for government
Smith,
money.
Yes.
Well, but government money isn't normal in the world. If you read Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, he says that in a mature economy should be marked by two characteristics: rising wages and falling prices. Guess what?
We're in the opposite.
Fiat money economy, we have exactly the opposite. Why is that? Well, the technical term for it is we're being robbed blind.
So many have long expected governments to eventually try to undermine Bitcoin's network to halt its adoption, although Bitcoin's decentralized nature makes it remarkably resilient.
Of value, nobody can.
We can win a major battle with governments in the arms race and gain a new territory of freedom for several years. Bitcoin's mysterious creator, Richard Wright. I'm sorry, I meant Satoshi Nakamoto, because Richard Wright's just a lunatic.
Richard Wright is absolutely not the creator. I used to give him the benefit of the doubt and think, you know, maybe he lost his key, but
Richard's first name?
Those two people to be the same.
I said Craig Wright.
Okay.
Yeah, you are correct. Thanks.
I didn't know. Maybe it was a meme thing.
I don't know where Richard Wright came from.
Richard Hart, maybe?
I don't know. But governments are good at cutting off the heads of a centrally controlled network like Napster, but pure peer-to-peer networks like Nutella and Tor seem to be holding their own. Bitcoin now stands with these networks in resistance to government control. And where Bitcoin fails, there's Monero, Hush, Zcash, and all sorts of privacy coins and privacy tokens.
Yeah, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
And the great thing about having multiple, because people say, well, what's going to be the winner? What's going to be the one coin? Well, there can't be one coin because...
Well, there can be.
There could be, but the problem is if there's one coin, the government can destroy it. because there's only one of it. But if there's a million...
Well, for a while, there was only one cryptocurrency, and it was Bitcoin, and it was just as resilient to government destruction then as it is today.
I believe that they could have found ways to take it out. The thing is, you can't take out a whole ecosystem of coins.
I don't want there to be one winner for the same reason that I don't want everyone to drink Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
I prefer Pepsi. Yeah. You know?
See, I don't really think of these coins as being, they're almost closer to being banks than being currencies, in a way.
How do you mean?
In that, you know, it's data. You're storing it.
But you're storing it in wallets that you control.
Right. Right.
Where only you have access to it.
But the thing is...
That's like saying that the wallet holding your cash in your back pocket is like a bank. The key thing about banks is that they're custodial. They're the ones who control and own your money.
Mm-hmm.
With cryptocurrency, you control and own your money, unless you use a custodial wallet for some silly reason. But the cryptocurrency in themselves, I don't see them being like banks at all. They are currencies.
Okay.
I don't ever want anyone to think about Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or Monero or any of these others as being basically like a bank.
Well, I mean, I don't want to have them look at it basically like the dollar either, because, you know,
it's basically like the dollar, just without the war and without the inflation, without the bombs, without the death.
It would be nice to get people using money thinking about those things.
Huh?
It would be nice to get people using the money thinking about those things as they use it.
It really would. See, I was thinking I was thinking the other day that what we need to do is, and we could rename one of these, call it Peace Coin, and just say, you know, how much does peace matter to you?
Bitcoin already exists.
Trade something for it.
You could call it Peace Coin if you wanted.
You definitely could rename one.
Yeah, to no surprise whatsoever, there is already a Peace Coin. You can find out more about it at peace-coin.org. There is already a token or cryptocurrency for any idea that you could ever come up with. There's even one for vegetables on the blockchain. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Anyway, Bitcoin is a currency of peace. 855-450-3733.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.